Senator Johnny Isaacson is chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee and about to look into specific issues at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Senator Isaacson, we're learning about tremendous problems in the building of a Veterans Affairs hospital facility in Colorado, tremendously over budget, capabilities not at all what the Department of Veterans Affairs originally represented. How will your committee pursue the problems that are happening in construction in VA, not just in Colorado, but at other locations around the country? Thank you for joining me, sir.
I'm glad to be with you. And first and foremost, I'm traveling to Denver next Friday to see firsthand the facility at its current state and ask the obvious questions of why. As one who developed real estate and built real estate in my career is in the private sector, there's obviously been a total breakdown of accountability in the construction process, and I'm going to be looking at that very closely. What's happened there shouldn't have happened, and we've got to make sure that as a committee we put together the parameters necessary so it doesn't happen again.
What specifically do you expect to look for when you're in Colorado? Who do you want to talk to? What questions do you intend to ask? And what answers do you want to get, sir?
Well, the question is why? Why the cost overrun of almost $1 billion, number one. Number two, how? And I think the answer to that question probably has something to do with they had a change order provision in the contract where if they made a change, the contractor could add the change and the cost of making the change to the original bid on the contract, which is how most construction projects get out of whack to begin with. But I don't know that to be a fact. I'm going to try and find that out.
Are you surprised when you learn about the Department of Veterans Affairs being so involved in construction projects and seeing so many of them go awry in so many different ways?
Well, surprised is not the right word. Disappointed is the right word. I mean, it's their responsibility to carry these out and build the most efficient and cost-effective facility they can to service our veterans. And I think what's happened in Denver and what probably happened in Orlando as well, where you had a large overrun, is between the desire to have an architecturally aesthetic building and the desire to make a statement, the VA went overboard on a lot of things that cost a lot of money that didn't necessarily benefit the veteran.
Do you think it's a good idea for the Army Corps of Engineers to take over this project as VA has said it will do?
I think it's a good idea to have a disciplined process for future construction projects, including the completion of this one.
What other aspects of operations at the Department of Veterans Affairs is your committee interested in right now, Senator?
Well, obviously, we've had the hearings and passed the legislation on the Clay Hunt suicide prevention bill. We brought legislation forward on the 40-mile rule, but with the pressure we put on the VA, they made the changes internally to accommodate our veterans as they were intended to. So we're looking at every application of every benefit to our veterans and accessibility to our hospitals and facilities to make sure they're the best possible.
You looked at the opioid issue that was primarily brought about by the revelations about the Tomah, Wisconsin VA facility. Are you confident that VA is ready to proceed there? Did you get the answers that you were hoping to get from Dr. Clancy?
I got the answers to the questions that were asked, and I think there's a clear problem in our country with an overprescription of opioids. It's not just the Veterans Administration. In fact, in the hearing that we had, if you take the aggregate total of all prescribed opioids in the United States last year, there were enough prescriptions to give a full year's prescription for opioids to 15% of the American population. That's obviously an abuse of what is a controlled substance and a regulated substance, and we need to make sure it's not being overprescribed.
What's the collaboration, the level of collaboration, the relationship like with your committee and Congressman Miller's committee on the House side, sir?
We had a good dinner together with our chiefs of staff at the beginning of the year, and they've coordinated well throughout the process. We have a seamless relationship.
What issues do you work with that committee on? Do you cooperate on investigations, information sharing, that kind of thing, or are you pursuing your own tracks and collaborating on an incremental basis?
Well, obviously, the tracks you pursue are those the members of the committee want to, and both sides take initiative on their own in terms of that. We do try and share information wherever we can and coordinate, obviously, all our hearings to include our veteran service organizations, so we have joint hearings on a number of those.
A primary focus of the problems on with VA over the past year has been the Veterans Health Administration side. we're learning about issues in the VBA side as well, the Veterans Benefits Administration. Is it your sense that that is a whole new box of rocks that's got to be opened up? Or do we not even have a sense yet of what all is going on at VBA to be able to try to get ahead of the curve on that?
I don't know what specific you're referring to, but we're going to hold the Veterans Benefit section accountable just like we're doing Veterans Medical Benefits accountable.
The issue in particular is a Inspector General report that's just out from the VAIG talking about issues with VBA claims in the Philadelphia location and abuses in that area similar to abuses that have come out in the Veterans Health Administration with the scheduling problem.
It was similar to the Phoenix problem. We're looking into it, and that's what the Inspector General is for, to bring those to our attention.
Are you pleased with the way that the IG provides you information, sir?
I haven't had anything disappoint me yet, and I've gotten everything I've asked for.